left over.
Okay. Now, supposing you're eating a piece of meat, you might say, well, it's so tough, it's all I can do to...
eat it.
Or would you
chew
say...
it.
Okay.
Gum it.
Okay, what do you call that kind of stuff? Alright, it's a dish made out of boiled cornmeal and milk or water, all just kind of stirred up together. You never eaten that? Okay, have you ever heard of mush?
Mush?
Mush, that's what it is.
No, I don't think I'd eat anything called mush.
I don't think I would either. Okay, what do you call, what's the general word for peas and carrots and beans and all that? For like dinner, at dinner you have meat and... do you grow them in a garden?
Vegetables?
Mm-hmm. That's all
I want. I want to ask something.
Okay.
I got my draft card and thing. You know, if I went to college and say they drafted me for another, this war would be here pretty soon probably. Would they take me out of college?
There's no drafting.
Huh?
They don't draft people
anymore. Well, when the war comes up, they will start drafting.
Oh, you think they'd start again?
Yeah.
Because
it's going to be a major war, I bet, coming up with Russia. You know, they're saying Russia and America's going to fight with China, and it's going to be over here in America.
Really? Have you heard that?
Well, you know, that's what these people saying, you know, I can read the future and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that is supposed to be the next war, yeah.
With Russia and America on the same side against China, I've heard that, but I didn't ever hear it was going to be over here.
Yeah, well, the next war is supposed to be over here.
Well, it used to be with the Vietnam War that if you were already in college, you got to stay. And then by the time you were out, you were usually too old, because they go for the 18-year-olds first, so you're already 20. They go for the 18-year-olds first, then the 19-year-olds, then the 20-year-olds. So by the time the war came, they never draft you after the time you're 26 anyway. But say you're 23 or 24, if there was a war, you'd be way down on the list. What's your draft number?
I just went up there and got it.
Do you have it with you?
Huh?
Because if it's a high number, then you're okay. People with numbers between 1 and 100 are the ones they have to worry, or between 1 and 50. And see if you're older or if you have a high number. And
well, I got mine
college,
about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't worry about it. I think if you're in college, you can stay. At least it used to be that way. I don't know, they may change the law by then. But if you're in college, you can stay. It's up right now.
So I'm going to go there. I want to see about that in Atlanta you're talking about, that art school.
I can probably go down there Monday, and I'll try to send it to you Monday so you get about.
We have my address or thing, right?
Yeah.
Named anybody.
Okay, fine. Then I'll just send it to Larry. Okay. Now, what do you call a small place where vegetables are grown?
A garden.
Okay. All right. What do you call the stuff that's mostly in the South and is white and you eat it for breakfast? It's served with bacon and eggs. It's ground up, made out of corn and stuff. You know, it's white and pool of butter on it. Ah, you know this. Everybody in the South.
Say it again.
Okay. It's a southern kind of food, and it's made out of ground corn, and it's white, and you dish it out with a spoon, and some people put butter on it, some people put salt and pepper.
A corn?
Yeah, well, no, but it's you for breakfast.
Afraid not around here.
Yeah, you do.
I eat it.
Yeah, you
eat
it.
Well, you tell me what it is, and I'll tell you. I eat it.
Grits.
Grits, yeah, okay.
Okay, do you call it that?
Yeah.
Do you call it anything else? If it's sometimes it's thicker.